From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. The Columbia School Board voted on the official language that will be used on the ballot in April during last night's meeting. The Missourian reports the votes will decide whether to approve a $30 million bond issue to help fund upcoming projects. Chief Financial Officer Anna Munson says the bond will finance the complete construction of the new Southwest Middle School, add to the elementary schools, improve middle school athletics facilities, and more. Board members said that the bond has been a part of the board's 10-year plan and will not increase taxes. If approved, the bond will be issued for spring 2019. A federal judge is scheduled to learn how much progress Ferguson has made in addressing concerns about the mistreatment of black residents by the city's police and court systems. The U.S. District Judge Catherine Perry will hear a status update today on the consent agreement between Ferguson and the U.S. Department of Justice. Ferguson has been under scrutiny since August 2014 when 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot by white officer Darren Wilson. Wilson was cleared of wrongdoing, but the shooting led to the Justice Department's investigation that found a racial bias in policing and a court system that made money largely on the backs of poor and minority residents. The consent agreement reached in 2016 ended a civil rights lawsuit filed by the Justice Department. Farm-friendly members of the Missouri's Clean Water Commission have voted to allow two new concentrated animal feeding operations. Today's votes came after Republican Governor Eric Greitens appointed three new members to the board with agricultural ties last week. Current issues are permits for farms in McDonald County and Grundy County. Commissioners voted in favor of both farms. The Water Commission's approval means that the farms can move forward, but Chairwoman Ashley McCarty says opponents will still have options to appeal the farms. Missouri First Lady Sheena Greitens says the state is now enrolled in a new study on foster parent recruitment and retention. Greitens said yesterday that the study is focused on finding out why people decide to become foster parents, what makes them continue, and what influences their decisions to stop. Greitens says national statistics show most foster parents quit within a year. She says she wants to address problems that drive foster parents out of the program. Greitens says the National Council for Adoption is funding the study, which is being done with the Missouri Children's Division. The First Lady said the adoption of her younger sister influenced her interest in foster care and adoption, issues she and the governor have set are priorities. Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.